If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen with you. Bill Bush is fishing in Canada back in a couple days. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO. Now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Apply today at NEBCO Inc.
The Co!
NEBCOinc.com. Very delayed. Thank you for that. That's for you, Bill.
It's fun, Bill.
Hope you're catching some nice fish up there in Canada.
What's he fishing for? Walleye?
I think walleye and forget what else.
Well, let's just say walleye.
It's walleye
not
area.
Ourselves.
It's walleye area.
Me and you are not
fishermen. I do not fish. I'm not opposed to it. I'm not a fisherman. You know, a couple years ago, I said
you don't have any moral issues with
it? I said in the past, a couple years ago, I'm not a fisher. You said it's a fisherman. Fisherman. No one's a fisher. Unless you're fishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G for internet stuff. No.
You did say that.
I'm not a fisher.
I'm not a fisher.
You're not a fisherman. No, I'm not.
Just go with fisherman. Not even fisherman.
Fisherman. I'm not a fisherman.
I'm not a fisher.
I respect fishing.
What is wrong? You don't have to make a stand on it, okay?
I don't mind fishing. Just never been never enjoyed it at all. So more power to you, Bill, and the team up there. Duke and Randy up there with Bill in Canada.
Duke and Randy and
several others. 464-5685, call or text as always. Sip has to leave after the segment, so...
So we're going to give it hell.
We are going to give it hell, because he's heading to Vegas with the Husker Online team.
Mm-hmm.
But CBS Sports, the blue chip ratio is back once again, which helps you know if your team can truly win a national championship. Hmm. This is from Bud Elliott of CBS Sports. It's titled, "These 18 College Football Teams Can Actually Win the National Championship."
He does it every year.
He does, yeah. This has happened since 2013. The blue chip ratio has been referenced by head coaches, cited on every major football network, and even made its way to EA Sports College Football. He says, "The calculation is simple, but the implications are significant. It's one of the best tools we have for identifying the baseline." He says, this is what the blue chip ratio is. It basically says, do you have more 4 and 5 stars in your roster than 2 and 3 stars?
Yeah, that's what it comes
down. Essentially what it is. It's very simple. Mm-hmm. He says it's about 80%. Hang on a second. Anyways, these are the teams in the past that have their blue chip ratio, SIP.
Okay.
This is the full list of modern champions and their blue chip ratio.
Okay.
Ohio State, 90% of the roster is 4 and 5 star players.
That's ridiculous.
Now, by the way, this does not account the portal. This is only
right.
High school. So this is going to change in the future.
Right.
Because a lot of programs are going up, as we know, not surprising, heavy on transfers.
Yeah, the blue chip ratio is going to lose some steam in this day and age, but keep going.
It is. Michigan was at 54% 2 years ago. Not high. 54%.
Hmm. Okay, that's sort of a, what's the way to put it? That's sort of encouraging.
It is.
For a place like Nebraska. Keep going.
Georgia, 77% in 2022.
Yeah, 77.
And also 80% in 2021.
Yeah, there you go.
Bama, 83% in 2020. Uh-huh. LSU, with that great team, was only at 64%.
Nah, still.
But Clemson, 61%. You know, okay, so that's going back a couple of years. Now, in terms of this year, who can win a title based on his blue chip ratio?
Okay.
This is further on. This is on the methodology. With new roster management rules in effect, it's worth briefly explaining how the blue chip ratio is calculated, okay? Only signed scholarship players from high school or JUCO count, all right?
Okay, JUCO.
Walk-ons do not count, even if they are later placed on scholarship. Good. So it's only what they were out of high school. If a player signs but never enrolls, he still counts. If a player signs, is released, and signs elsewhere, he counts for the new school. JUCO-bound signees still count. The school used one of its spots. Okay? These are the schools with a blue chip ratio above 50%. 18 schools this year. Alabama, 89%. Ohio State also, 89%. Georgia, 84%. Texas A&M is fourth at 82%.
Man, they're hitting at that level, Texas A&M.
Oregon, 78%. Texas also at 78%. LSU, 73%, with Notre Dame also at 73%. Oklahoma, 70%.
Jeez. Oklahoma better get it going.
Penn State, 68%. Miami, 64%, as well as Auburn and Florida. Now, I don't think you and I see Auburn as a potential contender this year for winning the title. But per this ratio, they are in the conversation.
You could sell me as a dark horse.
And then the last five, Michigan at 57%, as well as USC both at 57%. Clemson, 55%. Tennessee, 54%. And your Seminoles of Florida State, 54%. Those, per the blue chip ratio, are the 18 teams that can win the national title this year. I think we're going to see in years to come this become, you know, to go away because all the portal players coming in, transfer portal.
Less of a factor.
Yeah, less of a factor.
I mean, as far as that goes, let's look at it this way. Okay, this is why you're saying that. Look at Nebraska. Look at the draft projections for next year. Nebraska, what we would deem as the best players on the roster. This is something that Michael Sevier, friend of the show, sent me. He enlisted help of several draft websites to make these. Okay, this fits perfectly the conversation as it applies to the importance of the portal. Look at Nebraska's top draft projected players for 2026. There's one, two, three, four, five of them, and four are transfers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, five are transfers if you count Deshaun Singleton as a JUCO transfer, which you should. All of them are transfers. Elijah Pritchett.
Transfer.
Alabama. Transfer from Alabama. Projected as a third rounder. Hello.
Yep. Okay.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand. Through every step of the installation, call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing without any distractions. paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Dane Key.
Transferred from Kentucky.
Projected as a fifth rounder. Rocco Spindler.
Notre Dame transfer.
Projected as a sixth to seventh rounder. Deshaun Singleton. Came from a junior college in Kansas.
JUCO, yep.
Projected in the sixth round. Sierra Wright. Transfer from USC. Projected in the seventh round. By the way, if this is if Sevier is right and these websites are right, Nebraska hasn't had as many as five players taken in the NFL draft since.
Oh no,
2011.
And by the way, the last year they had a first round draft pick in Prince Amukamara, 2011.
Seven guys picked that year. This would represent progress, but God, it makes your point. Boy, does it make your point about this blue chip ratio, maybe the diminishing, the way you'd look at that in a diminishing sense.
But I would say it does depend. How does Nebraska do, though? You know, if you are truly reliant on the portal, that almost is helping Bud Elliott out here because he's saying, listen, I know the portal is going to help teams out, but still going back to what the bread and butter has been for years in recruiting is getting kids out of high school to come to your school, getting the top players.
That's a good way to look at it.
Like, Alabama does not raid the portal. They get great players out of high school.
Yeah,
Georgia.
They just pick and choose in the portal based on need.
Nebraska, and you know, the teams that can't get the elite high school players are going. They have to go a different route to get great players. Yeah. That's why he's saying, listen, this ratio might be affected, but it still is proving that these schools get the great players.
Okay.
And they're winning at a high level. So you can go your portal way to try to compete. It won't matter as much still because these schools are still getting great players.
Yeah, you just made a good argument for the relevancy of this.
Of the ratio.
Of the ratio going forward.
Blue chip ratio.
By the way, wild cards for Nebraska in this draft. Now it's a little more recruit friendly. Buford is an original. Marquise.
Yes.
Litovsky is an original Husker. Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Turner Corcoran. Original. Heinrich Harburg, original. Javon Wright, original. Desan McCullough, on the other hand, he's a transfer from Oklahoma by way of Indiana. Those are your guys. Those are your best guys. I mean, we just kind of, that's their best guys. Upperclassmen.
Harburg's in that conversation.
Well.
Who, you know, is a new tight end. You love Harburg.
What do you suggest? Well, here's what I love.
Former starting quarterback, then backup quarterback, now tight end in Nebraska. He's got, you know, some work to do to be a starter here, or at least get playing time.
He's got work to do, I'm sure, as a blocker. I just wonder if you put his hand in the dirt and say, hey, you got to block this big end or this fast edge. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know. I don't know where his progress is at that way. I know this, though. When he's running routes, he's going to be a problem for linebackers.
I just think that he is still, this year, one of the biggest wild cards in this team.
Oh, I'd say
Harburg.
So.
I don't know. I mean, you can use trick plays with him as a...
I hate that discussion, but yes.
But you have to.
You don't have to.
This is a guy that's been a quarterback.
You don't have to use trick plays, though.
He's
gimmicks. You know me and gimmicks. How often do you see Ohio State use gimmick plays?
I don't watch them that often, so I don't know.
Yeah,
not that often.
Probably not going to see very much. Do you think Saban was running a lot of gimmicks at Bama?
No.
No. Don't do it.
Is Nebraska as talented as those schools
are? This isn't arena football. We don't need a bunch of gimmicks.
I didn't say it's a bunch of gimmicks. A couple here and there.
I just no.
If you truly think that Harburg's going to make this big impact on the team, it's going to be some gimmick plays involved in that.
I guess if I was Heinrich, I'm listening, it'd be like, okay,
was
really?
Eric Crouch's touchdown a gimmick play against Oklahoma? I'm forgetting here.
It
kind of helped him win the Heisman Trophy for a very good team that played in the national championship game. A gimmick play.
It was a major.
Sip says, screw that one. That play sucked. We don't need Crouch going for a touchdown.
It was an anomaly. Well, gimmick plays are generally an anomaly, but I'm just not big on gimmick plays. And if I was Heinrich listening, it's got to be gimmick plays for me to be successful. That's not necessarily what you're saying. That's the way I hear it sometimes. I just think he can be a good tight end without gimmick plays. right?
You hear that, Crouch? You hear that, Eric?
No.
The play that people look at from your season.
I'm not just...
Sip didn't like it.
I did.
Hey,
I liked
you beat Oklahoma.
I actually...
Wish you could have done it straight up without a gimmick play, though, to help you win the touchdown.
I actually liked it. It was cool. It was unbelievable, really. It was amazing.
I was there. First
you
ever
were there.
Game.
First ever.
That was my that first ever game.
Severe offense. I'm not trying to offend. And I didn't offend because I thought that play was incredible. But it was wild. It was wild that they would attempt that.
But they did, and it worked out.
And it works.
20-10, Nebraska wins that game.
Thunder Collins pitches it to Stuntz.
Yes.
And Stuntz heaves a perfect pass. Perfect pass. Wasn't it perfect? Did he have to delay a little
bit? It was pretty good.
Did Crouch have to break his stride a little bit? Maybe a little bit.
Maybe minimally.
Crouch still had to catch that ball, which isn't easy.
Yeah. He did.
Crouch. How about Crouch?
I saw him last week at Adam Carriker's camp. He was there.
And Crouch is a... Were you there?
I was there for a couple hours. I was not. I was just watching. I was not leading a group at all.
You were
leading
the safeties.
Yeah, I got the kickers over here. Come on. Let's go kick.
I would have thought you had the safety.
No. Yeah, me, yeah, hard hitting. I'm a hard hitter. That's for sure. Before I let you get out of here, Sip, mm-hmm. reminder that if you're looking for people to help you with blasting and coatings, Kayser. Kayser Blasting and Coatings. They have abrasive blasting, powder coating, and painting. They can blast and powder coat anything metal.
Mm-hmm.
Talking railings. Fences, metal furniture, yard signs, vent covers, antiques, car parts, car bodies, trailers. They blast away years of corrosion and protect with a durable coating. You're making a call to Kayser.
I need to. I need to probably next week when I get back. Well, I'll be back this week, but next week.
When things are back to normal next week?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim.
When your week's not spread apart by media days.
Yes, yes.
Give Kayser Blasting a call at 402-421-3559 or go to kayserblasting.com, spelled K-A-S-E-R, kayserblasting.com for a quote. When we come back, Mozzarella Monday, but Sip's got to head out to Vegas here.
Can you handle this?
I will do that, yeah. I'll make the list myself.
You can do it.
I'll make the choice.
You got a pin.
If you want $25 to Valentino's, text us 402-464-5685. Best of the weekend. Sip is out. We'll see you Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah, what if I just call randomly? What if I did that? Would it be a problem?
You do what you want. You want to be on the show? You're always welcome.
Okay, thank you, Jake.
Mozzarella Monday is next on Early Break in the Ticket.